And there, welcome to Rise FM. Love the name. Love the look.
Thank you.
What does Endle mean? I know it's not your real name.
Endle means the wild, as in the wilderness, because I love nature.
I love it. But I never thought, I mean, would you say Endle? To me, I thought beauty or something related to that.
Is beautiful.
Exactly, it is. Thank you so much for coming to the studio, for coming on to Rise FM Mid Mornings. Let's talk about who Endle is. Where does Endle come from? And where did that love of poetry and music, where did it all start?
Endle is a musician from Bombela. I love to write poetry. I used to write a lot more poetry, and then I was told I could make it a bit more lyrical because I also like to sing as well.
Lovely.
So I write a fair bit of music. I also perform in a band, and I release some stuff online. I think it's just about deciding what to put out, and now I've put out this Siswati poetry sort of nursery rhyme, and that's the kind of direction I want to go in now with the more traditional stuff, because I feel like a lot of people don't know traditional songs.
Yes.
And Minenkulenato. So I feel like it would be nice to share with people and also make it a bit more musical and interactive.
Why did you decide to go into traditional music? I think, you know, we don't express ourselves enough when it comes to tradition and knowing who we are, especially as Maswati. You know, I don't know if we're afraid to do it because we're not really looked at as much as other provinces, as other languages, as other cultures. So why was it so important for you to go into traditional music?
I grew up very surrounded by culture, so I felt like it was very easy for me to access and learn. It wasn't difficult. Yeah. And I think that's something that's missing now, especially for a lot of kids. Like, if you want to know about Siswati history, for example, where do you find out about it? If you want to know the songs, where do you go?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to find ways to make it more accessible and fun. You know, you learn the songs, you learn history, and not in a way that feels like pressure, like you know, you got 5 out of 10. It must just be a part of who you are to know your culture and your heritage.
What does it mean to you to know your culture, to know your heritage?
To me, it's a lot of fun. Like, I like language, I like expression, I like people who speak well and know information. You know, back from that, like tibongo, like umlanvo, poetry, you know, that type of thing. Even at school, I also enjoyed like dimbambos, just learning about language. I thought that's always very beautiful.
Right? Yes. Tell us about your latest offerings. I know there's a song that's really doing well right now. I just forgot the name. It starts with an N.
In Indonesia.
Yes.
It was a project that we did, and I sort of wanted to I did a project that was about home during the lockdown time, because I was remembering stuff, like when I was having nostalgia. So I was writing songs that reminded me of home, and I thought it would be nice to sort of have some visuals attached to that. And now what I'm doing is also reminding me of home, but it's stuff that, songs that people know, people that I grew up with know. So to share those, and I feel like I've got more songs coming up with the traditional aspect, and I feel like they're very familiar, but to also have a new twist on them, you know, have drums, you know, a lot of these songs are sang by women.
Yeah.
So they like tikup.
Yeah.
So I want to add that and make it more interactive, so you can have it in a group setting, will be enjoyable for everyone.
You're very confident. Hey, where do you really kind of find the confidence, but also keep it going? You know, it's very difficult to stay very firm in your truth and who you are, and to also have that confidence and keep that going. It's very important, but also very difficult in the society that we live in now.
I think for me, it's important to be around people who are interested in the things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So that we can learn together, I can learn from them, and we can share. It's easy to be confident when you know that you guys are interested in the same stuff.
Yes.
And I think for me, that's important, because that's what fulfills me. It's what makes me excited about speaking to people, because I know our interest, not for everything, but about this, our interest and passion is similar.
Where's Endle in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I'm trying to be all about it, be everywhere. It would be really nice to perform a lot more. We do perform a little bit, but it would be nice to perform like as often as possible.
Yeah.
And because we write a lot of music, and to be able to put that out there. And what we do now is a showish, but I would like to have more of an act. So, okay. you know, it feels more like a theater nyana experience yes. to see us perform, and we're telling a story and it feels different each time. I think that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And what type of places do you guys perform?
We do a lot of corporate, but we like to do restaurant things.
Oh, lovely. So I love that. Yeah.
But I mean, I would be more interested in, especially with the drum stuff, more yeah. stuff like in school, stuff that's a little bit more intimate.
Yes.
So you're telling the story, because I think learning should be fun.
Yeah, it should be. There's a girl listening right now who says she sounds very confident in who she is and where she wants to go. What message do you have for that young girl?
I think surround yourself with people who like the things you like
yeah.
and people who affirm what kind of person you would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is at odds with who you are, I think about, like, if you want to be around that person anyway,
yeah.
you shouldn't have to fight so hard for people to accept you.
Mm.
You know, if you have the right morals, you're good to people and your principles are good, the people around you should accept that.
I love that. And thank you very much for coming up to the show. I wish you all the very best. Very excited to see what you've got up your sleeves for us.
Thank you.
In the next coming months, in the next coming 5 years, I would say.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Too much.
Thank you very much.